Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 26th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., a very rainy Washington, D.C. I don't even know if the debate is going on right now, folks. I don't know if it started at 8 Eastern time or 9 Eastern time or 10 Eastern time. I don't even know if there is a debate going on. I heard there might be. I'm not going to watch it. I might actually watch the vice presidential debate when it comes up, if it comes up. But I really don't see much purpose in watching the debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. I do know that I prefer Barack Obama to John McCain only because Barack Obama is not John McCain. but that having been said, this is really, really a dismal choice. This is a dismal election year. And you know, folks, I am 48 years old. I started to work at least part-time for Liberty Lobby and the old Spotlight newspaper when I was 20 years old, so I've spent well more than half my life in the middle of this movement or non-movement, this political culture, political subculture. Some people call it the right wing. Some people call it the nationalist movement. Some people call it the patriot movement. It's so amorphous in so many ways. I'm not sure that's correct grammar, but let's just say it's so amorphous that it's very difficult to pin down. And as you know from listening to this program, you can get three or four people who seem to be on the same page all talking together at one time, and they have profound differences of opinion. Be that having been said, I can tell you this much, that I don't think in all of these 28 years that I have been immersed in all of this, and when I say immersed, I am, because I live it and breathe it. I'm never not working. I'm constantly reading and observing and piling up information in my head for my writing and now for this radio show for the past 3 years. And I just have to say that in the last 28 years, I don't think I have ever had such a feeling of dread, is a rather dramatic word. Doom is a dramatic word. But as I said to Mark Glenn in a conversation last evening, which was then joined by Hashem Talawi after this broadcast and after the broadcast of his Thursday night show, Current Issues TV, said that I just have never felt like things could be as bad as they are now. I know for the last 28 years, every 4 years, I would hear people saying, oh, this may be our last election. I remember when Bill Clinton was running for re-election, well, people were saying that, you know, they said if hell, back in 1984, they said if Ronald Reagan wasn't re-elected, we'd have a communist police state. And then, of course, they said if Bill Clinton was reelected, we would have Janet Reno as the national dictator, you know. And then, of course, we had to reelect George Bush because, well, I forget why we had to reelect him, but there's always a reason. Well, now, of course, we have to, some say, we have to elect John McCain because, well, we can't have Barack Obama. I mean, after all, he's liable to become a communist dictator. So we've had a communist dictator for the last 8 years, a Trotskyite named George W. Bush. But I tell you what, folks, this year, this very well may be the year when we really do not have the election, or we do not have it on time. There's any number of scenarios there. It's all speculation, of course, but I tell you, I have a real sense of dread and a feeling of doom for what we face in the year ahead. Not just in the year ahead, the next 6 weeks, folks. I hate to be full of gloom and doom, but hey, let's face it. Look at the world today. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press, and also of the Barnes Review. You can find the Barnes Review on the internet at barnesreview.com. There's a very interesting piece in the Barnes Review that's been in the works for a long, long, long time. It's still being tweaked and fine-tuned. It's an extended essay by Willis Cardo, the founder of the Barnes Review, about the Neanderthals. Willis has been working on this for years. And it's kind of interesting because this, I think it's this month's issue of National Geographic has a big piece on the Neanderthals. Now, if you're not familiar with some of the strange history of the Neanderthals, I'll give you some names of some people whose work you might want to research on the internet. They've written some books, and a lot of their material is up there. And I do believe it definitely ties into what's happening in our planet today. The reason why I bring this up is, well, number one, yesterday I just happened to pick up a copy of this National Geographic issue with the story on the Neanderthals, just after having seen a draft of Willis Cardo's work on the subject. And then, just by coincidence, I happened to pick up the video series, a very, very jarring, very disturbing series of films that came out in the 1970s, 60s or 70s, I can't remember, I'm getting old. The Planet of the Apes series, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, if you've never seen those films, you should check them out. They are They're full of action. There's a lot of humor in it. They're very bizarre. And they're actually quite literate in some respects. And they're just plain old entertainment. Some of the best of the science fiction, and I've never been particularly a science fiction fan, but very well done films. But as I was watching them, I watched one of them last evening after doing this broadcast. I was up quite late watching it. I hadn't seen it in years. And it struck me. If you've never seen the film, I do recommend you see it. But in the film, if you don't know about it, it's such a part of popular culture, I can't imagine a lot of you don't. But basically what happens is some astronauts land on a planet in which the human beings are mutes who are basically enslaved and or otherwise being exterminated by the apes who run the planet. You have the baboons who are the intellectuals and the diplomats and the politicians. You have the chimpanzees who are kind of like the scholarly class, the middle class, and then you have the warriors who are the apes. Extraordinary sounding film, of course, but you have to see it to appreciate it. But, you know, as I was watching this last night, I was saying to myself, my God, how profound. Because it's essentially the situation we have here on our planet today. Everything has been turned upside down. And we are being run by people, beings, who don't have our best interests at heart. So maybe we should say we're not the planet of the apes per se, but the planet of the Neanderthals. It is the Neanderthals who are running things today. It's the Neanderthals who have raped Wall Street, or I should say who've dominated Wall Street and raped the American economy and raped American consumers and homeowners. It's the Neanderthals, these warlike creatures who've gotten this country into these wars that aren't in America's best interests. And, you know, how much are we spending in Iraq a month? I can never remember the figure. And as I said to a friend of mine the other day, it doesn't really matter because the figures are just so beyond comprehension that it really doesn't matter. Billions have been spent in these Neanderthal wars. And now, what are we going to spend? $800 billion to line the pockets of these Neanderthals? You know, Daryl Bradford Smith, I think, called it correctly. You know, they're going to run off with the cash and convert it into the assets they can use to then, after they bankrupt this country, they're going to come back in and take over the whole damn thing. What they haven't gotten their hands on now, they're going to get. Kind of funny, I was talking to a friend of mine this evening whose father and mother are from Spain and Italy, and his father went to school in Germany. And he remembered the situation in Germany back during the Weimar Republic, and then he saw how at the end of the Weimar Republic, when in 1933 a revolutionary anti-banker regime came into power in Germany, a regime that was fighting the New World Order, a regime that was determined to break the grip of the Neanderthal banking interests. That regime came into power and, of course, became the great villain of history for doing so. But in any case, my friend's father remembered the buckets full, or I should say the wheelbarrows full. Wheelbarrows full of German marks, people going to the store to buy a loaf of bread. He saw it firsthand. I've never really known anybody who actually saw it. This man did. You know, we're on the verge of seeing that in this country today, ladies and gentlemen. And there have been people warning about it for a long, long time. Daryl Bradford Smith at IamTheWitness.com has been warning about it. My friend Matthias Chang of Malaysia, longtime advisor to Dr. Mahathir Muhammad. Matthias has been writing about it and speaking about it. Check out his website at futurefastforward.com, just like it sounds, futurefastforward.com, not forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D. like pressing the button on your video machine. Futurefastforward.com. Matthias has been writing about this and saying that it was all going to come to this, and this is exactly what we have happening, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the American people are rightly concerned. I don't necessarily, you know, as I say, I emphasize, I'm no economist. I make no pretense of having any serious economic knowledge or background information, so don't waste my time or yours asking me questions about it. I'm not going to pretend. If you want to know about it, check out futurefastforward.com. Check out the broadcast of Daryl Bradford Smith at IamTheWitness.com. You can get the skinny, as they say, on what's really going down. And going down is the word, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is, I guess, the big question is, are we going to go down fighting, or are we going to let these Neanderthals continue to pillage? I'm glad to see people out there protesting. There are people who are actually out there protesting, saying, hang them, hang them, hang them. Really, that's what should be done. I mean, you know, we're dealing with massive criminality on a grand scale. And, you know, the funny thing is, these same people have been at this since 1913 when they set up this funny money racket called the Federal Reserve, this private banking monopoly, which is nothing more than a satellite of the international empire of the Rothschild family. Nothing American about it. Nothing American about it at all. But it's American money, America's blood, sweat, and tears that prop up this system. And, you know, you have to remember, folks, you have to remember that these people behind this system, you know, you have to realize that they don't think like we do. They have a long-range attitude towards the future. Some of their key writers, like Max Diamont, D-I-M-O-N-T, I've quoted him on this program. He's very straightforward and factual in his books. And you can get his books at Amazon.com in secondhand bookstores. Max Diamont, D-I-M-O-N-T. He says that in the long run, those who are awaiting the New World Order, they are people who call themselves Jews, by the way. He says that these people who call themselves Jews have survived the downfall of many civilizations, many cultures. They realize this is all part of the game of survival, and no matter how bad it seems, they always emerge on top. This is what's frightening, ladies and gentlemen, because this kind of mindset, I personally can't conceive of trying to destroy the country I live in, thinking that ultimately I'm going to come out on top. I want to keep this country together. I don't want this country to split up. I don't want this country to be in civil war. I don't want blacks fighting whites, fighting Hispanics. I think we need to all work together. We do have our differences. They are profound differences, cultural differences, racial differences, ethnic differences, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we all do have a stake in the survival of this country. But there are those who believe that they can survive the destruction of civilizations and to survive the destruction of countries, even as the rest of the people beneath them are fighting among themselves. We have to remember that the enemy of mankind, the enemy of America, the enemy of every civilization, whether it's Russian civilization, Malaysian civilization, American civilization, they look at the long term and they say that the chaos and the disruption and the racial infighting is going to be to their benefit because they say they will come out on top. Pretty scary.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here. Well, not just tonight, as usual for the most part. Yes, this is the hour where we dare to say it's time to hang the Neanderthals. Hang them high. Hang them from the lampposts on Wall Street. Get out your pitchforks, ladies and gentlemen. Get out your pitchforks. Get out your guns. Get out your rope. Let's go after the Neanderthals. In the meantime, get your pen and paper handy. In a moment, I'm going to give you the names of two authors whose writings on the Neanderthals and their connection to modern-day affairs can be easily researched on the Internet. Simple Google search, I'll give you that information. Remind you, if you want to call in here tonight, open phones, it's 800-313-9443, and get your pen and paper handy. And also to remind you, tomorrow morning, I will be joining Daryl Bradford Smith on his international broadcast with a station coming out of South Africa, I do believe. They're now carrying Daryl as a regular broadcaster. I'll be going on at 9 a.m. Eastern time. That's very early for me. And I guess it's live. I assume it's live, but I'm sure it'll be on Daryl's website. Now, the names of the two authors who've written on Neanderthals, if you know, all you got to do is put in go to Google, put in quote-unquote Neanderthal, and the names Michael Bradley, Michael, just like it sounds, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. And the other name is Stan Gooch, just like it sounds, G-O-O-C-H, Stan Gooch, and Michael Bradley. And you'll find a lot of interesting material by them and about them. And I think you can probably even get some links to some of their books that are available, and there's a lot of their material on the Internet, at least there was, explores this question of the Neanderthals, who they were, what they became, and what impact it has on our world today. It's very interesting. Mr. Bradley and Mr. Gooch both are of a heritage that they describe as Jewish. Now, in regard to the situation on Wall Street, I'm going to give you some information about a book that I do think, if you read it, came out a few years ago, it will kind of give you a better understanding of a who's who, so to speak, of the gangsters and criminals that have been running Wall Street, certainly in a more modern era. This book actually goes back to 1989. Very interesting book. The author is Judith Ehrlich, E-H-R-L-I-C-H. There's two authors. They're co-authors. Judith Ramsey Ehrlich, E-H-R-L-I-C-H, and Barry Rehfeld, Barry J. Rehfeld, R-E-H-F-E-L-D. The book, as I say, published in 1989 by the distinguished firm of Little Brown, is entitled The New Crowd, The New Crowd, just like it sounds, and it's subtitled The Changing of the Jewish Guard on Wall Street. And it's a very, very interesting book, received some very great endorsements from some very, very well-known names. So this is not a work of what some people might call anti-Semitism or hate literature or Nazi apologies or anything like that. But I would recommend it. The book is entitled The New Crowd, The Changing of the Jewish Guard on Wall Street by Ehrlich and Rehfeld. And those other authors, again, are Stan Gooch and Michael Bradley writing on the Neanderthals. Yeah, folks, it's a pretty scary situation out there. And I don't like the looks of it. You know, I was sitting in a restaurant last evening having dinner. Nice restaurant, not a particularly expensive restaurant, but a nice restaurant. And as I was sitting there, I was saying to myself, you know, here's all these people. It was during happy hour, so there were a lot of business types there having drinks after work, you know. I'm sitting there having a sandwich and some soup. I'm on a diet, you know. And I'm thinking, my God, a couple months from now, will I be able to do this? Will these business types have their jobs? Will we even be able to go out in the streets of Washington, D.C.? Will the city be torn by riots? I mean, the scenarios that you can spin of the possibilities, you know, it's a very frightening thing. And what's disturbing about it is that we have sat back, so many Americans, I should say, have sat back and allowed the situation to escalate where it has today, to where it has today. The one good thing that may come out of this, folks, the one good thing is that a lot of people, if the country does go to hell in a handbasket, maybe a lot more people will wake up. They'll start turning to republicbroadcasting.org to hear the truth. Because they're going to want the truth. They want to know. They want to know about these Neanderthals who've pillaged and raped and brought this country to its knees. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. Call in here, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. We have a full lineup of callers here, so I'm going to go right to the callers. We've got Joe in New York. Joe, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Michael, and you?
I'm alive, and that's saying a lot these days.
It is. I just wanted to, if you don't mind, could I give out a toll-free number that your listeners could reach Congress?
Yeah, sure.
It's 1-888-245-0215.
Okay, why don't you repeat that again?
Sure. 888-245-0215.
888-245-0215. Well, you know, I'll tell you, people should be contacting Congress for a lot of reasons, but I think you have in mind some specific reason, don't you, Joe?
Yes, the what you were talking about, the bailout for the for Wall Street, and I would especially encourage if listeners in Kentucky and South Carolina to call their senator, because supposedly the Mint of South Carolina and Bunning of Kentucky are supposedly against the bailout. So I would encourage people to call and, first of all, thank them for being opposed
to it. Give them the support they need, yeah.
Exactly, but also urge them to do, to if it has to come to a filibuster, ask them to use every procedural means available. This is not a time to be, you know, a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, Joe, it's kind of interesting. I've talked to a number of people, and they're not people who listen to RBN or read American Free Press. These are just your average Americans who are concerned about the economy. And they say, oh, you know, if we don't bail out these banks and these insurance companies, et cetera, you know, that'll be the end of America. That's what they want us to believe. That's part of the game, you see.
And isn't that what they said about Bear Stearns and AIG?
Yeah. See, this is it. I mean, they want us to believe that if we don't line their pockets even more after they've already raped and pillaged, that it's going to be the end of America. No, it's just going to be the end of these corrupt enterprises and these people. I mean, you know, I read now that the FBI has been investigating AIG. Well, I don't know why they just started investigating AIG, because Maurice Greenberg, who was actually pushed out of the post of CEO of AIG some years ago. I mean, this guy and his gang of criminals have been involved in this for years. These big banking houses, they buy and sell each other all the time. They trade the company names back and forth, and it's really all the same gang running the show. I'll tell you what it's very similar to, and I was just reading about this in the book Super Mob by Gus Russo, and it's been written about elsewhere. Years ago, the famed quote-unquote eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes came in and bought up all the casinos in Las Vegas. So not all of them, but many of them. And everybody said, this is going to clean out organized crime because now it's going to be owned by Howard Hughes. Well, what happened was poor old Howard Hughes came in and spent hundreds of millions of dollars buying these casinos, but then the same gangster element continued to run the casinos for their own criminal enterprises, skimming money and laundering money for the CIA and you name it, you know. And yet, even though Howard Hughes was the official owner, and he paid out all this money out of his pocket, the same gang was running things. And this is what they have historically done on Wall Street. And you know, you can only – this is what happens when you have criminals who are looting as much as they can. It comes to what we have here today. And thank God there's this guy, Jim DeMint, in South Carolina, and Jim Bunning in – is he Kentucky or Tennessee?
Kentucky.
Okay, there's two guys – who have the guts to stand up and say something about it. So, Joe, listen, give that number out again, if you would.
Sure. It's 888-245-0215.
Okay, very good. Joe, did you have any further comments?
I just wanted to say that'll get you to the operator and just tell them either the name of your congressman or what state you're in. They'll just connect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, a lot of those numbers, if you get the operators, if you tell them what state they're from, you don't even have to give them the name of the congressman sometimes. So they put you right through the members of the House and the Senate. So, Joe, I appreciate that call. Good for you.
Thank you. Good night.
All righty. Thanks, Joe. All right. We got John and we have John in Colorado.
Hi.
Hey, John. What's going on?
Well, not too much. I'll make this quick. Look into the 1933 bankruptcy and receivership of the United States. Note also that the United States Corporation fiscal year ends on September 30th in a few days here.
Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we have late of George Washington's blog is the web title, and it came via David Icke's site. We have here White House Deputy Press Secretary Tony Fratto insisted that the plan, that being the bailout plan, that's what they're calling it anyway, was not slapped together and had been drawn up as a contingency over previous months and weeks by administration officials. He acknowledged that the lawmakers were getting only days to peruse it, but he said that should be enough. Now, one other thing. These critters do a couple of things that you can count on. They invert things, and they project things. Inversion is, say, the opposite of what you're going to do or what you mean to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say this will save the economy, no, this is supposed to sink the economy.
Mm-hmm.
The projection end of things is accuse your opponent of what you are doing.
Yeah.
And they use these things quite regularly, And with that, I shall leave you.
John, thank you very much. Very interesting points. Very, very well made. And folks, keep that in mind. Yeah, these people who are trying to destroy the economy are going to say that anyone who raises a ruckus about the so-called bailout, they're going to say that, oh, well, these people are, you know, disruptive. They're agitators. They're demagogues, populist demagogues. Well, we need some populist demagogues, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Jim, come on up.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Jim.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Excellent. Excellent. Listen, we have a nationwide effort going on for Sunday, this Sunday. It's called Stop the Bailout Effort. We want everybody to, number one, we want you to get on your entire email list, meetup groups, any freedom organization, any political organization. It doesn't matter what stripe they wear. And we want them to spread this message to their databases. Stop the bailout. Get on every
internet. I'm all in favor of it, Jim, and I hope people do just as you suggest.
Well, get on every internet radio show, mainstream radio show, call your TV stations, make your signs tomorrow, get on the street. It doesn't matter where you get, as long as there's traffic, get on your overpasses, and let's let the American people know that there is a bunch of angry Americans out here, and we're not going to tolerate this crap no more. But
you know,
it's
very simple. People actually are beginning to understand what's going on. Like me, they don't know the intricacies, but they know it's been robbery and rape and pillage, and that now the people who did it want paid for it.
Yes, exactly. But it is time for the American people to start acting like Americans, and it's time to take to the streets and show everybody that there are people out here that are angry, and we're not going to tolerate this anymore. So on Sunday, this Sunday, make yourself a homemade sign. I don't care what it says. Fire Congress. Stop the bailout.
Stop the
whatever.
Bailout. That's as simple, and that's as short and sweet and to the point, and people understand it.
And just get out and go stand on a corner for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Go hang a poster over an overpass. It doesn't matter, but it's time for the people to hit the streets. We're looking for all you radio broadcasters to help us with this. We want this to be nationwide. We want 500,000 people out on the streets on Sunday, saying we've had enough, and
Jim,
we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
I support your message, and you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, oh, well, we need to save the free enterprise system. The bailout is the only thing we can do. There ain't nothing free enterprise about taking $800 billion of taxpayers' money. This is socialism for the rich is what it's all about. It has nothing to do with free enterprise.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to do something, why don't they send every American a check for a couple $100,000 and we'll end this problem?
That's exactly right. No,
they want
our money, and you know what? If people, we know what happens to people who say, I'm not going to give my money to this corrupt government. They send goons around with guns and handcuffs.
Yes. Well,
the enforcement squad.
I'm looking to find out what kind of a backbone the American people still have. Are we still strong American people? Are we willing to get out and do something? It's time. It is time. This is the absolute best time that we could do something.
And you know, Jim, you made a very important point. You said that this is something for people of all political stripes. This is not right wing. It's not left wing. But it is very much pro-American.
Yeah, it's time to take this country back, folks. It is time. And you're not going to do it sitting on your computer. You send out the message to all your databases, and then you get your butt out on the street on Sunday with your sign, wherever you want to do it, but do something. It's time for action.
Jim, listen, I appreciate your call, and I hope people do just as you say.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for your call. Jim's message was short and sweet and to the point, and, it's not going to be the end of the world if we don't bail out these Neanderthals. It's going to be the end of their world. Yes, it's going to be the end of their world. We may see some of the Neanderthals throwing themselves out of their penthouses in Manhattan. We may see them fleeing the country. We may see them fleeing to Tel Aviv. We may see the armed guards, ex-Israeli soldiers surrounding their homes in Beverly Hills. We may see that. Yes, we may see that. It may be the end of their world as we know it, but it's not going to be the end of our world. No, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hi. Hi, Michael. Listen,
what's going on?
On Jim's call, I wrote that down on Sunday to go out and protest, and I urge all the listeners to actually write it down right now and mark it on your calendars, because it's unbelievable what you can forget in just a day or two. So write it down to remind yourself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an ongoing thing, and, you know, I'll tell you something. I think enough people are mad, people of all political stripes, you know? Because, you know, when it comes right down to it, you know, we have our differences on a lot of issues and everything. But this really comes down to the case of the elite class in this country asking the hard-working vast majority of the American people to reach in their already strapped pockets and pocketbooks and take out more money to save their asses, pardon my French. That's really what it all comes down to. And, I tell you, it's, I told the story a couple times in this show recently about the 83-year-old woman I know who couldn't pay her oil bill and her real estate taxes, and the sheriff came by and sold her house, and she's living in a camper. And you have these multimillionaires and billionaires up on Wall Street with their golden parachutes, their massive earnings every year, and they want that old lady to pay her taxes. That old lady living in a camper, they want her to pay her taxes so they can have their houses in Beverly Hills, and they can have their houses in Palm Beach, and they can have their super yachts parked in the Hamptons, and so they can take their annual pilgrimage to Tel Aviv. We need to cut them off.
Yep, we sure do, Michael.
Yeah,
hey, you haven't heard my bailout plan yet, have you?
Tell me that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what in a minute, Michael. But before I do, before I forget it, I have to tell you, Michael, if you keep using the term Neanderthal, people are going to think that you're a Neanderthal, because we don't use that term Neanderthal anymore in these modern times. We have a new term. Nowadays, we call them Neanderthals. Neanderthals, Michael. Get with it.
It's pretty good, Dave.
But here's my... And before I get quickly to my bailout plan, let me tell you something that just slays me. They got this expert on. I don't know where they found him. This guy on MSNBC, and he's the big new expert on the economic meltdown and also the bailout. And it's this Jew named Steve Leisman. But the way you pronounce, the way you spell it, Michael, is Leisman. You know, Leisman.
Leisman.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And he's better change the spelling on his name.
Anyways, Michael,
that's funny.
My bailout plan is this. We take these characters, we take them way up into the sky, okay? Or on an airplane or on helicopters or whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell them, we're going to bail them out. And when they ask us for their golden parachute, Of course, we tell them, no, you're not going to get any golden parachute. So then they're going to ask us, well, okay, give me my regular, give me a regular parachute then if you're going to bail me out. And then you tell them, no, you don't even get a regular parachute. You know what they're going to be yelling, Michael? I can just picture it now. They're not going to be yelling Geronimo. They're not going to be yelling Geronimo. They're going to be yelling Ben Bernanke. Ben Greenspan.
Dave.
Paul Warburg. You know?
Dave, listen. Hold that thought. We're going to the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm laughing, but I tell you what, it's a real serious situation.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. What was it that great Irish-American Jackie Gleason used to say? To the moon, Alice, to the moon. I'd like to see Hank Greenberg, or Maurice Greenberg, and some of these other characters up there at Lehman Brothers. I'd like to see them put on some rockets and sent to the moon. Okay, we have our bailout expert with us, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, yeah, you were bailing us out.
I had this little word picture, Michael, during the break. You know what this would be like, Michael? It would be like, I don't know, the sweetest girl you can imagine. I don't know, Judy Garland or like Anne of Green Gables. Actually, I hate to even tell this because I even hate to think of this word picture, but think of the loveliest, the sweetest, loveliest, innocent girl you've ever met. If any of you fathers out there, maybe you won't even your own lovely, sweet, lovely daughter. Okay. God forbid, Michael, but this poor, sweet, innocent girl has been viciously, viciously raped, violently abused and raped and transgressed and violated in every conceivable way. Okay, so she's in the gutter by the road in tatters, naked, with, you know, naked and bleeding. And anyways, Michael, this motorcycle gang comes along, okay? These motorcyclists come along and they start to help the sweet little innocent girl that's been raped viciously and everything, and they assure her she's, you know, naturally she's a mess, but they assure her that they're going to take her to the hospital and everything and get her help and everything. So anyways, they get her on the bike, the motorcyclist, supposedly to take her to the hospital. But instead of taking her to the hospital, Michael, they take her out into some secluded area, and it turns out that these motorcyclists aren't ordinary motorcyclists. They're a vicious motorcycle gang, okay? And instead of taking her to the hospital, they viciously rape her all over again, and then this time she's absolutely just left for dead and actually does wind up dying. And that's my word picture for what these...
Dave, you know, that's a very graphic and all too profound verbal picture of precisely what's happening to this country. That's exactly what's going on, you know, and they're laughing all the way. And they're
absolutely
saying that those of us who are saying no to the bailout, those of us who are daring to name the names and say who's behind it and why they're behind it, these ideological reasons that go back thousands of years, they say we're the demagogues and they say we're the hate mongers and we're the Nazis and we're the anti-Semites and we're the troublemakers and this. No, it's time to start naming names. And pointing the finger in the direction of the people who are doing this to our country, to everybody in this country, from that little girl you just described to that dear 83, that fine, fine old lady that I know that's living in a camper, you know, and if she didn't pay her taxes, the IRS would send out thugs to take her away in chains.
Yeah, man, it's interesting you say that, Michael. You could, instead of a sweet little innocent girl, just think of the sweetest little old lady you've ever met.
Absolutely.
The same thing, you know?
It's the same thing, Dave. You know, that's a very graphic and uncomfortable description, but I'm sorry to say it's absolutely correct. And you know, traditionally in this country, rapists have never been given a pass. And I think that's exactly what we need to take the same approach with these gangsters up on Wall Street and all their respectable friends who support them and all these leeches, these parasites, these vampires who have been sucking the blood out of this country. Dave, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We are wrapping up the hour here. Hope you'll tune in to Daryl Bradford Smith's broadcast tomorrow, where I'll be the guest. IamTheWitness.com. Have a good evening, folks.
Let me tell you why.